For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We get Nick in Bethel, Connecticut. What's going on, Nick? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. I just want to make a couple quick points. Come to your defense, BT. You know, you had every right to criticize Lindor earlier on in the year.
He was absolutely horrible.
I mean, he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. Now, the gentleman I have a problem with here is Sal.
Oh, nice.
Earlier on in the year, you were really rough on Mark Vientos. You said several times, he's not a good baseball player. Mm-hmm. He's not a good baseball player. And it really, it irked me. It angered me because the fact is the guy tore it up in the minor leagues last year. He was up and down, got a couple cups of coffee, and you weren't really fair to him. And you're a Mets fan, and you need to root for our guy.
No, hold on. So, Nick. Nick, hold on. You want to have a conversation about Vientos? We can get into that, and I have plenty of thoughts on that. Don't tell me what I need to do.
How do you mean?
You said you're a Met fan and you need to do this and that. No. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a talk show host. So my opinion.
You're a talk show host, but it's disappointing when a Met fan.
See, that's what I'm saying. No, it's not my job. It's not my job to be a fanboy. It's not my job to be a fanboy. That's what I'm going to tell you. It's not my job to be
a broadcaster. You're not a fanboy. That's a broadcaster then.
Right.
Broadcaster.
Yeah, I call it how I see it. I call it how it is.
You were like so positive. You were so certain the way you said it, like Mark Vientos is not a good baseball player.
Right. Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, geez, why? Well, this guy does one of the hardest things in the world to do, which is hit. He's always been a good hitter. You questioned his glove.
What did he hit last year for the Mets?
Hold on a second, Nick.
So let me get this straight. You're going to say it's okay for BT to say Lindor's washed up and he's not a star, but I can't say that Vientos wasn't a good baseball player when the Mets themselves didn't even give Vientos an opportunity because he, A, didn't have a position, and B, they didn't think he would hit enough. Also, C, I've already acknowledged this. I don't know where you were, but months ago I said, I am sorry. I was dead wrong about Mark Vientos. He has proven me wrong. I said he wasn't a ball player. You're right. I didn't think he was going to be any good. He didn't have a position.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm talking here. I'm doing a talk show. What do you say? You getting sensitive? You want
to
have a conversation?
Are you going to get sensitive on me?
You need some tissues? Or we going to have a conversation here?
We can have a conversation.
Okay, Nick, here we go. Nick, I said I was sorry. I apologize. I said I was wrong about Vientos.
I just want to know what you saw that made
he
you
couldn't
not a good baseball
field.
Player.
He had no position, and he hit .218 a year ago. What do you mean? What I saw? My God. Good God! I mean, what more do you want? How many months ago did I apologize for being dead wrong on Vientos?
About two.
2 months ago, I sat here and said, Mark Vientos, and I did it not only here, but I did it on Baseball Night New York on SNY. I said, I am sorry. I could not be more wrong. What did I see? I saw a guy, and by the way, it wasn't even what I saw. It was also what was reported on, how the organization acted. They were also wrong. Now, it doesn't matter because you want to hold me accountable for what I said, and I'm going to be accountable for what I said. But it was also based on the fact that they didn't believe Mark Vientos had a position. They signed J.D. Martinez because they didn't believe that Vientos could be the DH. Also, look at Vientos' career. He has been serviceable at third base. Nobody, and I mean nobody, thought that he would be serviceable at third base. Obviously, we didn't know because we never had a chance to see it. Then you watch him play, and it's like, huh, he could actually play third a little bit. Just like they said with Pete Alonso, that he would never be a good defensive first baseman. Guess what? They were wrong. He's been more than serviceable at first base. So it has happened. But based on what I saw and what I heard, I never thought Vientos would stick, BT, because I said, here's a young kid who doesn't have a position.
That's exactly what you said.
You can't be 22 or whatever he is and be a DH. It's just not going to fly.
That's exactly what you said. And by the way, I didn't really disagree. And I didn't really disagree.
And that's why I said baseball player.
Yeah.
Never said he couldn't hit.
I know.
He just didn't hit. I said baseball player, meaning you don't have a position, you can't be a baseball player. Now, again, I was dead wrong. Not only has Vientos proven he could play third base, he's been an elite offensive player for an extended period.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.